So I hand over to Jill. She'll, Jessica. And she'll prepare us for tomorrow.
Good evening, everyone. I heard you had a beautiful day this afternoon. Yeah. Good. I think a few of you are quite tired. So hopefully they've just gone to bed early rather than being left on the rock. So yeah, tomorrow's a very special day for you all. It's going to be a silence day so that you can really nurture yourself tomorrow. Because you've been listening to a lot of information and ideas and enjoying interacting with each other, getting to know each other and the facilities here. It's a beautiful place here. But tomorrow is more to go inside yourself and to really spend time with yourself, the soul, and nurture yourself in that way. And not to be distracted by your senses, so what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're tasting. And so to help with that, we make it a silence day. So there'll be no talking from when you wake up until dinner time tomorrow. Is that all right? Everyone's okay with that? What's that? You think after lunch is enough? You might find you really enjoy it. Yeah? Think of it, it's not actually an empty, cold silence. It's going to be a really rich, warm silence to nurture yourself, to really go into the experience of who you are. And that's how you nurture yourself, you love yourself, like what Sister Jenti was talking about. And connecting, working on that connection you have with Allah. So you'll have time for that. There are going to be sessions, some creative ones, some experiential ones. But there will also be time between that, like when you're walking to the dining room, when you're going to your room. So you have to think, how do I want to use that time? Because I won't be just chatting with someone. And we want to make sure we're not being noisy up here. Yeah, because you can be silent with the mouth, but you can have a lot of noise up here. So we have to prepare a little bit for tomorrow, because we actually have to create the experiences we want tomorrow with our own thoughts. What sort of thoughts do you want to have about yourself tomorrow? So not about Jessica and each of you, but about you, the soul. What would you like to experience tomorrow? Yeah. Is there some quality you would like to nurture, to foster? I think there's some translation that's a bit disturbing for people. Is it? Yeah. Thank you. So this evening, before you go to bed, have a think what your intention is going to be for tomorrow. I think we can still hear it. It's okay, it's not disturbing you? Okay, fine. We won't worry about it if it's not disturbing you. Okay. So have a think about what it is you want to nurture within yourself tomorrow. Do you want to become a more loving soul and experience that? Do you want to just go into the feeling of being very light, very free, free of any negativity, anything heavy. It might be you want strength tomorrow, strength to perhaps change something within yourself. Is there something you want to give up? And then these are the thoughts you will create tomorrow. For example, you will be remembering that you're a loving soul and go into the feeling of that. And whenever you remember that this is what you're doing through the day, your silence is going into the experience of what sort of soul you are, a loving soul or a light soul. Then you will talk to yourself in that way and go into the feeling and the experience of it. And you can do that at any time that you remember. So it might even be while you're walking. And so rather than looking at everything around you, you'll be aware of your surroundings, but you'll be holding on to that awareness of you, the soul. That will be your main focus. And then what sort of soul? I'm a loving soul. I'm radiating love. I'm shining love. And I'm feeling that love radiating from me. Or if it's power, you will talk to yourself about the power that you have in you. And perhaps you'll take some from Allah. So when we're walking, it's easier to just be a soul, but then you can stop and do a traffic control. Do you know what I mean by traffic control? A lot of you know, just stop and have a minute's meditation. And then just make that connection to God and draw in whatever it is you're wanting. Love, peace, strength. So throughout the day, when you have a moment, just do a traffic control. And just feel that you're taking whatever it is you need. In this way, you can nurture your relationship too with God tomorrow. You might want to do some journaling, so to write your experiences that you're having. Write a letter to God. Write a letter back to yourself from God. How is he going to, or how is God going to reply to you? Don't think, just write. So in this way, it's really a day for yourselves. And when you're eating, don't just eat the food and think how good it tastes or how it needs more salt or... But instead, turn that into a meditation. So it's me, the soul, eating this food. It's me, the soul, looking through these eyes, taking the food. And it's fine to sit with others. We don't have to isolate ourselves when we're in silence. So we can sit with others, and we can smile. And we can share that drishti, that vision of love, soul to soul. You know, you can look between the eyes where the soul is and have that awareness of the soul connection. And just observe tomorrow how you feel and how the day flows. Because when we're more introverted, things tend to flow more. And you might have the thought that you need something. And you don't have to say anything because it just appears. It's just like magic. So just observe whether that happens, how you're feeling. And that will be part of the experience tomorrow. So we might just have a couple of minutes now for you just to think, what is your intention for tomorrow other than being silent? What do you want to nurture in yourself tomorrow? What do you want your relationship with God to be like tomorrow? So just have a couple of minutes silence to think of that. And there can be more than one aspect. You might want to make a program. Something for the morning, something for the middle of the day, something for the afternoon. So be creative. Have variety. I'll share in a minute. We had enough time. So however much energy you put into this silence tomorrow being rich, which you create with your thoughts, that's how much you will get out from the day tomorrow. Because if you just go into the day not talking, but otherwise letting your mind do what it likes, you'll have a quiet day, but you won't have that rich, silent day where you're attaining something for yourself, the soul. So before you go to bed tonight, just revise what you've thought of tonight for your aim for tomorrow. And then when you wake up, the first thing you do when you wake up is to remind yourself that you're having a silence day, and remind yourself of what you're going to take from the day, what you're going to be nurturing yourself with. And tomorrow when you're fresh, you might want to think of a little plan. Because the mind gets bored if it's too simple. So it could be what sort of virtues you want to focus on, what you want to take in your meditation from Allah, what you want to radiate, where are you radiating that energy to the world, to a particular place. And then experiment with where you put it into practice, walking, sitting, having a traffic control, looking at others as souls, even just those you pass, though you don't know. And whenever waste thoughts come, thoughts that you don't want to be thinking about, that are not part of your day tomorrow, then just be patient with yourself. Give them to Allah and don't think about them anymore. And remind yourself what your aim is, what you are doing. So it's a good idea to have your phones off as well tomorrow. If that's possible. Is that possible? To at least have them on silence and not look at them. Maybe there can be, if you really have to check for messages, just do it at a set time and then that's it. Because they're just a distraction. And really check yourself. What is distracting you? And do you need it to? Do you need to be thinking about that right now? So check your thoughts throughout the day. And when you realize they're going the wrong way, remind yourself of what you're doing. What sort of soul are you being? Yeah? And I know a lot of you have been coming to Amrit Vela. So tomorrow's a beautiful day to come to Amrit Vela to start your silence day. So that's the 4 o'clock meditation, 4 to 4:45 in this room. You don't have to come, it's optional. But it might be something you would like to do for tomorrow. Because it's a very quiet time. The atmosphere is particularly quiet then and clear. So, and we can make that clear connection with God at that time. So you were asking about tomorrow's sessions and whether they'll be talking. So we won't talk. Whoever's not facilitating, but the facilitators tomorrow will talk. They'll have to explain to you what you're doing tomorrow. And there is, I think, a talk perhaps as well as workshops, silent ones, experiential ones. So it's just the facilitator who will be speaking, but we won't, listening, we won't be talking. So are there any questions about tomorrow? Everyone's comfortable? Okay, so let's just have a meditation then. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. The facilitators will speak. They won't be in silence while they're giving the lecture and while they're instructing us. But they will create experiences for us in some of those sessions. So when you're in silence, I'll come to your question in a minute. Yeah, one minute. When you're in silence, it doesn't mean that everyone around you has to be in silence. Yeah? Because others who aren't in our retreat won't be in silence. And what we have to do is go beyond that, to not be affected by the noise. So the more we focus on ourselves as a soul, the less we'll be affected by what we hear, see, taste. And then that's real silence. So yeah, have you got a question?
Yes, I think we can communicate by writing to each other or through the telephone, just writing the telephone.
Okay. It's better if you don't, because that's still a distraction. The idea tomorrow is to really go inside and connect with yourself, the soul, rather than interacting with others. But if there's something important to say, like you're unwell or you need to go somewhere and you need to tell someone, then you can definitely go and speak to one of the guides or someone in the dining room if you need something from the people down there in the dining room. You can talk to them. But with each other, try not to be communicating in that way other than just with your smiles and your drishti, your vision. Is that okay? Yeah. So we're not having chit-chat. Yeah? No chit-chat. And that's why I'm suggesting you don't look at your phone. Don't connect with your family. If they're going to want to hear from you, just tell them, I'm fine today, I'm having a silence day. And then leave it at that. I'll talk to you tonight, and then after dinner you can ring your family or WhatsApp them or whatever. But the idea is not to connect in that busy way. And you'll really notice that you will have waste thoughts. Because when you become silent like that, you notice then. But don't worry. Like Sudeshjiti was saying, it happens to us all. Just do that little traffic control and get back on track. When you notice. Any other questions?
Can we sign to each other or
Can you sign, like signal? Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. So she wants to know if you can signal to each other. Of course you can, like if you want the serviettes passed. But the idea is really just to be with yourself tomorrow. You shouldn't need to signal to each other. Yeah? Because you could end up having a very busy day, writing notes, writing WhatsApp, signalling, yeah? And the whole day you've forgotten yourself. So think of it like an experiment tomorrow. Yeah? You're experimenting on yourself. And you're experimenting with certain ideas, certain thoughts about yourself. And at the end of the day, you're going to check how that's made you feel. And I guarantee whatever you've focused on, you will feel that you have it at the end of the day. Yeah? So it's really worth doing. And you'll have some lovely experiences in the sessions that are done for you tomorrow as well. Any other questions? Okay. So be relaxed about it. Don't be rigid and like not want to look at anybody and be too scared to ask. Yeah, just be relaxed and natural, but focused on yourself, the soul. So let's do that now before we go to rest. And so it's probably a good night to have a fairly early night, just so that you might get up for Amrit Vela if you haven't tried that yet, and so that you're fresh for tomorrow, not sleepy. When you wake up. When you wake up. Tonight, even better. So when you, if you want, you can leave. If you want, those of you who would like to, you can leave this meditation hall in silence and maintain it. But if you want, but it's okay to talk if you do want to. Aruna said it will start in the morning. But so it's up to you. But in the morning, definitely, from when you wake up. And don't forget, before you go to sleep, though, have that little intention to yourself what you're going to do. Anything else? Well. So Sona said, what if she makes a mistake and speaks? It's fine. Like I said, if you really need to say something important, you can. Yeah. 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 It's an experiment. And even scientists make mistakes, don't they, when they're doing their scientific experiments? Well, you're doing a spiritual experiment. And you might forget. But I think what you will find is, if you really, from your heart, want to do this tomorrow, you'll be pulled into the silence. You will want to be silent. And together, we'll create a very nice energy. Like, have you felt the energy of this place? Have you noticed the energy of mud of here? Yeah? That's from all the meditation that happens here. And tomorrow we will really be focusing on that and adding to that feeling. So think of it as a very rich, fulfilling day that you're going to have, rather than a silent, sort of strict day. That's not what it's about. Yeah? Somebody says, That's okay. You know, you can say Om Shanti, or you can just smile and with your eyes say Om Shanti. Yeah? Your eyes will be reflecting, I'm a peaceful soul, to everyone as you pass them. So say the silent Om Shanti. Huh? No, you don't have to shake your head. You can smile. Okay. Anything else? We're comfortable about tomorrow? Okay. And if you do feel uncomfortable at all tomorrow, or something comes up for you that's uncomfortable, just go and see your guide or one of the people from your country, the teachers. Just speak to them if anything comes up for you, because sometimes in silence, old past feelings can come up. And they're not real, like that in the past they've been real, but they're just a memory coming up. And if you feel uncomfortable with that, can't get rid of it, then just go and see them. Okay? And have a wonderful day. So let's just have a meditation now. Just go sit comfortably. And I remember who I am. This is spiritual silence. Remembering myself, the soul, that beautiful point of light. Radiating pure energy, I just remember that this is me, and I feel myself, my energy radiating out. Remember who I really am, a peaceful, loving soul, a dignified soul, this awareness. I connect to the true me. And this is all I need to do to go into silence. And in this silence, I can connect to God, to Allah. And feel that pure energy flowing into me. The energy of pure love, the love of a parent, a nurturing energy, gives me strength. To be who I really am. a soul full of dignity, full of love for others. And whatever I want to experience tomorrow, this awareness of myself as a soul and my connection to Allah will enable me to have that experience. Whether it's one of peace or love or power, it's just up to me to create the thoughts and to feel what I'm saying. So now, I just come back to the awareness of the room. Ready to end this day and go into tomorrow with that enthusiasm to experience a very rich and rewarding day. Om Shanti.